If indeed U.S. military action comes soon, it is likely to be small and specialized. Retired Major General Perry M. Smith fought in Vietnam and has been assessing U.S. military plans for a new offensive against the Taliban and Osama bin Laden. We asked him to sketch his scenario of what lies ahead in Afghanistan.
I expect military action really quite soon. All the forces are in place. But it will certainly include a lot of air power and may include also some special forces people.
Special forces meaning special ground forces?
Yes, special forces being the three types, really. The special forces from the United States Army, which include things like Delta Force and Rangers and those kinds of people. The Air Force has special forces or special operations people, which are helicopter drivers and airplane drivers. And the third group, of course, of the Navy SEAL. So we may well see special forces from all of those three services.
What would be the goal of a first strike like this?
Well, the goal, I think, is to take out the Taliban and take out bin Laden with the help of the Northern Alliance and to help with other groups on the ground in Afghanistan. The Taliban is not all that strong a force. They only have 45,000 troops. They're not particularly well armed, and they're losing friends very rapidly. They don't no longer have the support which they had from the Pakistanis and the Saudis, and the Northern Alliance now has a lot more support coming in than they have. So this will be, in my judgment, a house of cards that will collapse fairly rapidly, particularly if we use overwhelming force, which I expect.
Why would an American-led coalition or an American force win or prevail where the rushing army over a decade did not?
Well, the Russians sent in a bunch of conscripts to do that job. They did not plan it particularly well. They got all of the Afghan people against them. They didn't get any allies on the ground to help them do the business. They had bad tactics. Their technology was not particularly good. Where you have in the American situation, you have the best of the best Americans with the best planning, the best training, the best technology, and with some good allies on the ground, and the Taliban have no supporters whatsoever now. So it's a very different situation. And a lot of people talking about how the Russians had a hard time, I agree with that. I think the Americans will do much better.
We have heard mentions of Al-Qaeda and groups linked to it in as many as 60 countries. So if that is a worldwide terrorist network, how does one know? How does this government know when the job is finished?
It's going to be hard to know. You're not going to be able to say on, you know, the 2nd of April 2005 that the war is over. But if you can take down the ability of the bin Laden group to export their terrorism, take away their financing, take away their logistics, take away their communications, all those kinds of things, and take away their leadership, it'll be a much weaker force in a fairly short period of time. If we've looked at the four wars we've had in America in the last 10 years, the Gulf War, the Somali War, the Bosnian War of 95, and the Kosovo War of 99, we won all of those fairly shortly, with the exception of Somalia, where we lost. In every case, the great predictors were going to say, it's going to take a terribly long time to beat Iraq. We never can win a war in Kosovo by using just air power. But in all those cases, with the exception of Somalia, we did considerably better than most people predicted.
Perry M. Smith is retired Major General with the U.S. Air Force. He's been speaking to us from his home in Augusta, Georgia. General Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.